Dr. Quindane, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Hey, thank you, Carl. It's my pleasure.
Okay, we'll see everybody tomorrow.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, hey, welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. It's Friday, which means I'm in the studio with the lovely and talented and sometimes frustrated with her computer, Elisa Profumo. How you doing, Elisa?
I'm fine. How are you?
Is your things better on the computer side?
Nope.
No? Okay. So she's struggling with her computer this morning. You know, Bill Gates has been trying to force everybody to get Windows 10. I have been I've been able to assuage the pursuit of Windows 10. But I think that Elisa may have got caught in it. So anyway, with that being said, we had a good week last week with my birthday, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It was a lot of fun. And we continue to get some nice emails from people who are just catching up on the show. Most people are a week or two behind. Loyal listeners, they work their way through. There's no doubt about it. But John Peaks sent us an email. He said, happy birthday. I listened to SHR on Stitcher. And I'm probably a little late with this comment, but don't quit. Your personality makes the show interesting. All the other bodybuilding shows are either just infomercials or boring as hell. Love what you do, and thank you. And that's really nice of you to say. I had a great birthday. I really enjoyed myself. I kind of cut loose. I didn't think about anything other than enjoying myself. And we went out and we ate with some friends. I laid by the sun. It was a lot of fun, wasn't it? Did you have a good time?
Mm-hmm,
we even danced a little bit, didn't we?
We did.
So that was a lot of fun. Anyway, okay, so onward and upward. You want to talk about Alex Leaf's post?
Alex posted something, I think it was last week, about the Queen's diet. And evidently she eats low carb. She eats low fat. However, the author of the article put in there that she stays in ketosis. So
wow.
A lot of people were coming out and saying things like, well, how could she eat fruit and be in ketosis? And there was, as you put it, a lot of people pontificating about the Queen's diet and saying really like absurd things like, I don't know, making fun. And
yeah, how could she be in ketosis? She eats low fat. But you know what? That's like the most unimportant part. It's funny how people gravitate towards this one word or one sentence in an entire article, and then the article takes on the cast and shape of that one thing. And 99% of the article is about something else and something good, and it goes right over people's heads because they're so busy trying to develop a rebuttal to their favorite thing to fight about. I mean, this is a woman who's 90 now.
Yes.
90.
She just had her
90th birthday.
I think her birthday is the same day as yours.
June 11th, yeah. So she's running a country. She's vital. She's intelligent. She clearly looks like she's maybe 70. And who cares if she's really in ketosis or not, and they got that wrong. What we should be focusing on is, wow, this is a person who embraces organic farming, embraces having her own bees, goes out of way not only to drink raw milk herself, but make sure her grandchildren have access to it. She gets it, folks.
Her husband is 95 years old. She's 90.
Look at him. I mean, she gets all the fanfare. He's 5 years older than her. Men are supposed to die sooner. What the hell is he doing?
She actually has a plot of land at one of her houses, and we've talked about this before, that they do organic gardening right there on their own in their gardens.
Right.
They don't use any chemical fertilizers. They actually use a liquid seaweed as a fertilizer. I mean, they're doing it right.
Yeah.
Who cares if she's in ketosis
or not?
She's 90 years old.
Yeah, right, right, exactly. And, you know, I'll tell you something that she's not doing, okay?
What's that?
And I'll tell you something that Prince Philip isn't doing. And neither one of them are taking metformin. Just saying. So, you know, there's a post on Facebook between some very intelligent people who are saying that metformin is the answer to healthy aging. And this is such nonsense. Look, metformin is the answer to mitigating the damaging side effects of metabolic disease in a sick aging phenotype. I'll give you that. I'll give you that. They damage their body much slower when they're on metformin. But healthy people who have established healthy insulin sensitivity, who don't ride a roller coaster of glucose peaks and valleys all day long, who train, who sleep, you know, who live the kind of lifestyle we talk on this show, you don't need metformin to live a long, healthy life. Metformin is designed for people who are not doing the right things so that the damaging effects slow down. That's all it is. And so this idea that, oh, metformin, look, what's the established maximum age of a human today?
120 years
yes.
old. That's what Aubrey de Grey says.
Well, all the people within the life extension community agree that 120 is what we should expect as the maximum age. Now, we've had people live past 120, and we've had people live into their one teens, 11, 17, 16, 15. If metformin really works, show me people who live to be 124 regularly on metformin. When those people are around, I'll say metformin works. It's not gonna make people live long. It's not gonna take healthy people who are living a superhuman lifestyle and add another 5 years to their life. Not gonna do it. It's only gonna mitigate the damaging effects of a crappy lifestyle.
Well, I just put on that post, my great grandmother lived till she was 95 and my grandfather lived till he was 93. They didn't take metformin.
No.
My great-grandmother, who was 95, lived by herself until she died in her sleep.
They adhered to staying active. They ate an ancestral diet. They didn't pound down the pasta and the bread and all the other crap. You know? This is nonsense that now we need metformin to live long. Oh, my God.
Well, don't you think it's being pushed by the
it is
an agenda.
It is, but it's also being accepted by people who want to believe that there is a magic pill out there that will ensure a long, healthy life. Because not this group here, Brett Osborne, he trains. The other guy, Jeff Campbell, I think his name was
Jay Campbell.
You know, he trains. Not them, but the average person out there wants to believe. I can lead a crappy lifestyle. I can eat pizza all day, drink alcohol all day, have the occasional cigarette, stay up all night watching Jimmy Kimmel, you know, get 4 hours of sleep, start the day off with frosty, you know, wheat puffs, and still live to be 90 and 100. No, I'm sorry. Metformin's not going to do that for you.
Well, have you looked at the list of side effects of metformin?
Of course. Talk about some of them.
Lactic acidosis,
yeah, so,
diarrhea, nausea.
Okay, so the diarrhea and nausea, people say that's nonsense. I actually experimented with metformin. It made me nauseous. And Matt says, well, just back your dose down until you get used to it. Why do I want to take something that makes me nauseous and get used to it? That's what we had to do when we learned how to smoke cigarettes. You'd cough and your friends would say, well, just keep smoking. The cough will go away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Right.
But let's talk about there. Now that metformin is rising to the top of popularity, okay, as an anti-aging drug, there are more legitimate universities looking at it. There are already studies showing that it blunts mTORC, which is responsible for protein synthesis. Now, the guys who are training say, well, I'm taking metformin, but I'm still putting on muscle. Yeah, okay. So what happens to the people who aren't training? Are they going to also keep putting on muscle? Or are they going to suffer from the already dreaded sarcopenia?
Well, as you said earlier, I see this as something everybody wants an instant. Everybody wants a pill that they can take yeah. instead of having to put in the hard work. And
yeah.
I'm not saying the group that
right.
Brett
Osborne.
Brett Osborne.
Because he's been on my show, Brett Osborne.
I'm
nice
not
guy.
Saying that that's them, but what I am saying is a lot of people will read this and think, okay, this is what It's the easy way out.
The same thing with HRT. I know people that get on HRT and then they think, oh, I'm protected against my crappy lifestyle. No, your crappy lifestyle is still going to give you the stroke, still going to give you cancer.
And then they blame it on the HRT.
And then they blame it on the HRT.
Mm-hmm.
Because it didn't work. You see, it didn't work. It didn't protect me. No. You have to protect yourself. The hard work, the activity, the getting to bed at night. The eating the right kind of foods. That's where the magic is. I'm sorry, folks. There's no silver bullet. There's no magic pill. I'm sorry. You don't need... Metformin is the answer to the sick aging phenotype that we are abounded by today. And no one is asking the question, why? Why? No one's saying, why are people getting so sick? Maybe it's because of their lifestyle. No, that's got to be a genetic reason. It's like me, if I jump in the ocean... and I want to breathe underwater, and I drown. No one's going to take me out of the ocean and go, oh, man, he had a genetic propensity to smothering on water. It's a genetic. He died. He didn't die because he's an idiot and he tried to breathe water. He died because genetically there's a problem. He couldn't utilize the water like oxygen, genetically. Fish can. I mean, we've taken this to the whole new level of silly now.
So, George, how do you pronounce his last name?
Tuliatos.
George Tuliatos, our friend from Greece.
Yes.
He posted on there that his grandma, his great-grandma, is 101 years old, and she eats the Mediterranean diet.
Yeah, no metformin.
No.
No.
No metformin for her.
Yeah. So imagine if she took metformin, she'd live to be 300 years old. That's the silliness, folks. Don't let anybody convince you that you need metformin to live a long life.
When you tried it, did it make you feel strange?
So I'm going to share with you because I love the audience and I love you and I want to be honest with everybody. It gave me terrible, terrible gas. Terrible gas.
Really?
Constantly. I mean, I wasn't, there were days where I was fasted. I was like, where is my body making this from? Okay. So then I started doing some research. There are two good studies out there that show that glucophage, these are old studies, may lead to the development of certain fungal infections called mycotoxicity. And these funguses have the ability to migrate into the liver and cause some real problems. Okay? Metformin changes the microbiome of the gut. Now, obviously, the pro-metformin people are going, oh, this is good. Okay? Oh, because anytime anything supports your agenda, you're going to go, oh, this is good. And anything that works against your agenda, you're going to find a reason not to believe it. Like, when I mentioned mTOR C in that post, Jay Campbell came back and said, you know, I know that's in the literature, but I don't think it really is true because I'm still putting on muscle and getting stronger.
How old is Jay Campbell?
Well, he's in his 40s probably. Okay. He's also on HRT because he has a TRT website. So, you know, there's a lot going on here that we can't tease out, but clearly there is emerging research that shows that metformin isn't like the godsend of the pharmaceutical industry. And more is going to emerge. So I'm sitting on the sidelines. I'm saying, hey, intermittent fasting, eating the right ancestral diet devoid of processed foods and starch, acellulose carbohydrates like pasta and stuff like that. You know, getting to sleep at night, training hard, even with a bad wing, I'm still training as hard as I can. You know, doing the things that we know in the superhuman nation that really do affect longevity and health span. And forget about metformin. Just forget about it. It's silly. I'm sorry. That's my opinion. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Years will show. Hopefully, I'll be here when I'm 120 doing this show. And I can say, see, I didn't need metformin. Well, anyway, we have to take a break. We've got lots of good things to talk about. Hope you stay with us. We'll be right back. The health and performance benefits of phytonutrients are indisputable, but getting all of your phytonutrients from your diet is difficult. That's why Prime Nutrition introduced PhytoForm.
Vitalform has nearly 11 grams of all the micronized veggies, fruits, fiber, minerals, and antioxidants you need. Alfalfa, organic spirulina, and chlorella, plus acai, pomegranate, goji, bilberry, blueberry, raspberry, cranberry, and papaya. Cabbage, spinach, broccoli, beet, the list goes on and on. You won't find a better, more complete fruits and greens blend anywhere. It even includes PQQ, which has been shown to improve mitochondrial biogenesis. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Prime Nutrition banner ad today and use coupon code SHR to save 30% off. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
The category killer is back. Mass Pro Synthogen, with results literally from workout one. You'll recover like you're a teenager again. If you've been pouring your heart out in the gym with little to nothing to show for it, you owe it to yourself to see the performance enhancing and cosmetic effects it can make almost immediately. One user said, "I wish I could have tried it sooner. I just ordered 2 more bottles." And another, "The overall single best bodybuilding supplement I have personally ever used." Visit CoachRobRegis.com or PredatorNutrition.com to learn more today. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Welcome back. You know, before we get to the subject that I really want to talk about, which is the guy who writes the Eat This, Not That books. He's the editor of Men's Health magazine. What's his name, Elisa?
David Zizinko.
Yeah, that's it. Thank you. I try not to use brain space bandwidth for things that I don't want to talk about. I really don't want to talk about David Zizinko because he gets so much wrong and he has so many people who follow him.
Did you want to talk about the...
Yes, I want to talk about this first.
The UK's Royal Society for Public Health are advocating for packaged food to be labeled with the amount of exercise it would take to burn off a serving in an effort to change eating behaviors and hopefully reduce obesity.
You know, I don't know that I have a problem with this, right? Because when people look at labels now, they really don't know what they look. Oh, it's got 30 grams of carbohydrates, you know, 26 of sugars. It's got 8 grams of protein, 4.5 grams of fat. It's like they read it because they know that they're supposed to read it and be interested in this information. And maybe some of them are. Maybe you're like, well, I'm on a low-fat diet. I'm counting how much fat I eat or whatever. But the reality is, what else does that mean to people?
What they're saying that they don't even read labels, that they're not going to look at it because people don't even read labels.
You know what they should do? I got a better idea, okay? Because images do work. Instead of putting how much exercise you would have to engage in to burn that meal off, because different exercises burn different rates of energy, why not put an image of the body type of the majority of the people who eat that type of food product? So you know how they have on the men's and ladies' room door, so like that would be a slim person. Then they would have really a fat person say, well, these are Malomars. This is the fat category.
No, then they're going to say that it's people are body shaming.
But you know what? So I know I mentioned this before, but it's worth mentioning again. There's only one country on the planet that has solved the childhood obesity problem, and it's Singapore. And what did they use? For 6 years, they went to a mode of shaming children who were fat. And I know everybody right now is thinking, oh, that's the most horrible thing in the world. Yeah, I know. But meanwhile, they have no obese children over there anymore. So say what you will, but I'm sure the kids like being slim and the first one that's picked to play football and the ability to run and play and have a good time than the kid who huffs and puffs and wants to go back in the house and play, you know, wee bowling. So.
Isn't that good exercise?
Yes. Oh, it's fantastic exercise. You should play wee bowling while taking your metformin to make sure you live a long life. But, you know, I mean, shaming isn't a bad thing. I didn't feel good about being fat. I didn't look in the mirror and go, I feel good about who I am and better nobody make fun of me. So, all right. So on that note, this is another one of my pet peeves. So David Zizinko writes an article that's published on MSN.com. 20 surprising foods with more carbs than a bowl of pasta. You want to talk about doing people a great disservice? This guy is a ding-dong.
So the first one is mango, which has 50 grams per fruit. First of all, I doubt that anybody sits and eats the whole piece of fruit. I mean, it's a big piece of fruit.
Yeah, but I mean, a mango's about... It's smaller than a melon. We were getting them in Mexico. Remember, I was having mango, papaya, and...
But let's talk about this. I mean, you don't get the vitamins and minerals that you get from a piece of fruit in pasta.
Yeah, I know. I mean, you're talking about an acellular carbohydrate, which we know is bad for you for so many reasons. And you want to compare it to a fruit that has enzymes, that has a variety of nutritious components in it that contribute to health, and you want to compare that to pasta? The next one he has, believe it or not, and I found this one a little shocking, sandwich wraps. So people can make sandwich wraps with lettuce leaves. You don't have to use the flour tortilla or the corn tortilla wrap to make one. But even with that, he goes on to say that you should think twice about eating these because they're filled with carbohydrates as much as a bowl of pasta. Once again, the bowl of pasta, just, I don't get it. The next one is soda. I mean, comparing soda to pasta, I go with that because they're both two things that you shouldn't be eating a lot of. French fries. You know, I'm rethinking potatoes. Potatoes are not evil. Now, maybe the oil that they're using to fry the French fries could create
some
problems.
Well, then you can bake them. You don't have to fry. Just bake them.
Yeah, bake them, but you can also fry them in duck fat and stuff like that. How about this one? Raisins. Raisins is a fruit.
Raisins is a dried fruit, so it's going to be concentrated because it's a dried fruit. They are sticky. It does stick to the pits and fissures in your teeth.
Right.
But I mean, I'm sure there's some nutritional benefits to raisins that you know
that far outweigh a bowl of pasta, a bagel. Yeah, I'll give you that. I'll give you that.
Pizza was one of them.
Muffins. Yeah, bananas. Really? So a banana has 35 carbs per extra large 9-inch banana. That 35 carbs is the same thing as eating a bowl of pasta.
When?
I know.
On whose planet?
I know. Pie, of course. Have pie limited. Cranberry sauce. Not if you make real cranberry. So look what he has a picture of. The cranberry jelly that comes out of a can, which is mostly sugar. They add sugar to
the gelatin and sugar, and that's it. But if you buy the berries, I mean, they're only available usually in around Thanksgiving. If you just buy the cranberries themselves.
How long do you have to boil them for?
You just put them in until they start boiling, until the water starts boiling,
okay.
And they start bursting. And you add your sweetener of choice, and that's it.
And some orange peel, and you dress it up nice. You make it taste delicious. So,
yeah, it's so
easy.
It's so
simple. Much more nutritious than eating pasta. Smoothies.
Well, it depends on what you put in the smoothie.
Exactly.
What if it's a Thrive protein?
Yeah. No, I mean, dates. Dates are fantastic. High amount of potassium. Dates are a fantastic fruit.
One of the guys on that metformin thread said that his great grandmother or grandmother, who I think he said was in her 90s, she climbs a fig tree, she soaks her figs in olive oil, and she eats one every day.
That sounds smart. I'd love to try that too.
But she climbs the fig tree to get the figs.
Quinoa, which is much higher in protein than other grains, and so I can't believe he's pooping on quinoa. Sweet potato, the darling child of the carbohydrate. The darling child of the carbohydrate, a slow carb, a healthy carb, and he's comparing that to a bowl of pasta. I mean, it just gets stupider and stupider. Pizza, yeah, I agree. Apples and applesauce. Applesauce and apples, really? Apples have been shown to have so many health benefits, and you're comparing them to a bowl of pasta.
Well, and you know what? Don't buy store-bought applesauce. Make your own. It's so easy to make.
Well, just eat the friggin' apple. How about that? And give your chompers a little work to do, too. Energy bars. Yeah, that's a real broad spectrum. They're usually pretty high in fast-acting carbohydrates, but they're designed to be used around exercise, David Zizinko. That's why they call them energy bars. People aren't supposed to be eating those as meal replacements.
Well, now some of the energy bars, like the Clif bars, have a ton of carbs in them.
Yeah, yeah. How about adzuki beans? I've never even heard of these before, but beans in general have. This is one of those food groups that I get a chuckle out of. Most of my friends will say, "Well, I get a lot of protein from beans," and then I say to them, "How many grams of protein are in that serving of beans you're eating?" And maybe black beans. Oh, you know, 8-9 grams of protein. How many grams of carbohydrates? 34. So you consider that a protein food? So in other words, if I had a stack of bills in my hand, there were 100 bills in my hand, and 5 of them were $5 bills and the rest were ones, you would consider that a stack of $5 bills? Really? I mean, beans are not a protein. They're a carbohydrate that happens to have a decent amount of protein with them.
It's like quinoa. Quinoa is not a protein. It's a carb, but it happens to have some protein in it.
Right, right. Exactly. Low-fat candy, really?
Who eats low-fat candy?
All that. That was the last one, low-fat candy. I mean, David Zizinko has a huge following. I don't understand why. I don't understand if people just like him for some reason because he's the editor-in-chief at Men's Health. Or are people this stupid? Oh, eat popcorn with your left hand, you'll eat less. Remember that study he came out with?
Yes.
How about not choosing popcorn as the snack food that's so high in carbohydrates at a time when you're sitting on your ass for an hour and a half? How about that one, David? But better yet, if you eat it with your feet, you'll eat even less. I'm going to come up with a study that tops his. If you go to the movies and eat popcorn with your feet, you'll eat less popcorn. I predict that study will work. What do you think?
It might.
Stay tuned.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Nobel Prize-winning research shows telomeres are an important part of preventing cellular aging. Slowing down telomere shortenings promotes healthy cell replication and longevity. This is simple, folks. Supplement today with the longevity breakthrough of the century, Telos 95. Telos 95 provides the only scientifically validated telomere support ingredient in every capsule. Save 15% off when you use the code TELOS95. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Telos 95 banner ad. Age better with Telos 95, the cutting-edge technology that's a leap forward in the science of aging, with research that was conducted by world experts on telomere analysis using worldwide patented technology.
Prime Nutrition is proud to present Max HP, their most scientifically formulated pre-workout supplement to date, now available in 2 great tasting flavors, tropic fruit and raspberry. Max HP is the most ultra premium pre-workout available and is made without any artificial colors, flavors or dye. Increasing blood flow to heighten anabolic activity, Max HP is designed to meet the heightened metabolic needs of high performance athletes. Visit PrimeNutrition.com and use coupon code Superhuman Radio to receive 20% off of your entire order. Go to PrimeNutrition.com today.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, livonlabs.com.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. Poor Lisa.
My computer is, it's I can't get any web pages to open up.
She can't get any pages to open up. She doesn't want to restart her computer because she says that she thinks they downloaded 10 last night.
Well, no, on the thing, if you click on the thing to shut it down, it says shut down and update.
But that doesn't mean it's Windows 10 that it's trying to update. I mean, I get those every couple days.
No, it says Windows 10 on it.
Oh, it says that. Yeah. Then that's not going to work. We may not be able to do the show because Elisa really has all the stories. She produces this show. And so it's hard to do the show one-sided. If you notice, I've been doing a lot more talking than Elisa normally does because she's struggling just to try to get stories to open. This may actually be the casual Friday that never happened.
Are you there?
Yeah, you said I thought is usually a segue to that you're going to say something. Okay. We're ending the show. And we'll do our best to have a good casual Friday for you next week. That's all I got. We'll see everybody next week. I'm